Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is Side 2 of For the Record Program number 408. Update on September 11th and related matters, including the Iraq War. This is being recorded on April 27th of 2003. WFMU archiving the For the Record shows on Real Audio, more recent shows streaming at wfmu.org/Dave Emery, older shows at a linked URL for download only. Spitfire, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, 95005, email, mail, M-A-I-L, at spitfirelist.com, maintains a Real Audio Equipped website. The Real Audio Equipped Spitfire website has descriptions of the various programs that are available and links to both WFMU Real Audio sites, both the streaming and download-only Real Audio sites. Spitfirelist.com is the website. For the Record section has detailed annotated descriptions, usually up within a week or so of the recording of this show. In the second half of this program, we're going to continue to look at some of the deep political relationships that underlie not only September 11th, but the Iraq War and some of the huge geopolitical and economic considerations that loom large in the background. Throughout much of this side of the program, we're going to be taking a look at yet another outgrowth of the struggle both against fascism and also of another struggle that would appear to be, at least to a certain extent, initially ideologically opposed, but which in fact has actually precipitated some ideological affiliations, namely the anti-colonialist struggle of the much of the 20th century. Germany, in the World War One period, the period between the wars, and in the World War II and post-war period, utilized anti-British, anti-American, and anti-Soviet sentiment in order to court relationships with various elements, including the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamo-fascist organization which in the post-war period found tremendous support within Saudi Arabia, and which also has enjoyed at various times the support of elements of Western intelligence, including the CIA, for anti-communist reasons, much like the reasons underlying the alliance with the Gulen organization and related elements, as well as with the secular Arabo-fascist Ba'ath Party of Saddam Hussein. We're going to be taking a look now at how some of the alliances between Islamic fundamentalists and the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamo-fascists are playing themselves out in the contemporary period. In particular, note the alliances between the Islamo-fascist Muslim Brotherhood, allied with Nazi Germany and fascist Italy in the World War II period, and various organizations around the world. We're going to start by taking a look at Germany and Turkey, and we're going to take a look at official recognition, or at least an effort, a conscious and outspoken effort at collaborating with the IGMG, the German-born Turkish branch, basically, of the Muslim Brotherhood, or at least a German-born Turkish outcropping of the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to take a look at the IGMG, the governing AK party in Turkey, and in turn connections with the Refah or welfare organization of Necmettin Erbakan, an ally of Ahmed Huber of Al-Taqwa fame, an Islamo-fascist who has many connections and who has figured prominently in the analysis of September 11th. The following article is from Deutsche Welle. This is headline, Turkey offers support for controversial Islamic group. It reads in part, Milli Görüş, Germany's largest Islamic organization, recently gained the official support of the Turkish government despite being watched by German intelligence services due to alleged extremist leanings. On April 19th, Turkey's religious conservative government ordered its embassies to offer the Islamische Gemeinschaft Milli Görüş, or IGMG, their support. The group, formed in 1985 in Cologne to support Turkish nationalism and oppose the separation of state and religion, has long been criticized by German officials as being both anti-Semitic and against liberal Western values. Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül said on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül on Saturday refused to discuss his specific directions to diplomats regarding Milli Görüş, saying only the government, quote, has for some time tried to strengthen the ties between our country and our citizens overseas, unquote. The decision comes only 2 weeks after an agreement between Germany and Turkey on combating organized crime incensed many members of Turkey's ruling AK party because it included Milli Görüş with groups like the Kurdish terrorist outfit PKK. Since many AK members have ties to Islamic religious groups, Gül was compelled to say he did not consider Milli Görüş a terror organization. Now, note very closely here the name of Necmettin Erkaben, his relationship to the Turkish AK party and the Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan, and notice also the connections here that we will more fully develop between Erbakan and his good friend Ahmet Huber of Al-Taqwa fame. Huber is a director of Al-Taqwa. Skipping down. Some observers say the attempt to reform its public image could be at least partly linked to the rise of Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan and his AK party. Coming to power in a landslide victory last year, Erdogan styles his party as a modern conservative group based on Muslim values. He has distanced himself from his former mentor Necmettin Erbakan, who founded the Islamic-influenced Welfare Party. Note again, in terms of understanding the events that are currently overtaking the world, note one of the things that I have expressed fear about, and that is the fact that the possibility of luring the U.S. into what is perceived in the Muslim world and the Arab world in particular as a war or a crusade against Arabs or against Muslims could be deliberately precipitated and manipulated, deliberately precipitated into a situation in which Islamo-fascists and much of the Muslim world are basically coalesced into an anti-American and a pro-underground Reich cadre. And basically, I think that to a certain extent, the danger that many of these Islamist groups with strong connections to power, to circles of power, or growing connections to circles of power throughout the Muslim world, the possibility that they could precipitate themselves as a manifestation of the underground Reich acting against the U.S. is something not to be overlooked here. Now, note again that the AK party of Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan has evolved to a certain extent, although he is now distancing himself from that evolution, from Necmettin Erbakan. What this reminds me of, frankly, is the Alleanza Nazionale of Gianfranco Fini, in which he officially has distanced himself from his political idol and mentor Mussolini and describes his party as post-fascist, yet in its coalition with Silvio Berlusconi. The Alleanza Nazionale has allied itself with Pino Rauti of Ordine Nuovo, and that is an organization that has strong links to the most virulent elements of Italy's fascist past. So again, note the AK party, connections between Erdogan and Necmettin Erbakan, and note the connections of Mr. Erbakan here. Continuing. Coming to power in a landslide victory last year, Erdogan styles his party as a modern conservative group based on Muslim values. He has distanced himself from former mentor Necmettin Erbakan, who founded the Islamic-influenced Welfare Party. Erbakan's nephew, Mehmet Sabri Erbakan, was IGMG's chairman until he left office after allegedly having an extramarital affair. So note that Erbakan's nephew was the head of IGMG. Note that the current prime minister of Turkey and the head of the AK party in power has Necmettin Erbakan as a mentor. And Erbakan's nephew, again, former head of the IGMG. What we're going to look at next is the relationship between Necmettin Erbakan, that is, the political mentor of the current Turkish prime minister, and Ahmed Huber. Now, once again, we're going to look at a book we've looked at many times in the past. The book is called Dollars for Terror, subtitled The United States and Islam. It's authored by Richard Labeviere, Labeviere, published in softcover by Algora. Book was published in French in 1999 and was published in English in 2000, translated by Martin Demers, ISBN 1-892941-06-6. Now, the relationship between Necmettin Erbakan, the political mentor to the current Turkish prime minister, who is now, to a certain extent, advocating cooperation with the IGMG. Bear in mind that Erbakan has as his nephew the former head of the IGMG. We're going to take a look at their relationship with Islamofascist Ahmed Huber, Armand Huber, allied with, in turn, Omar Amin von Leers, nay, Johann von Leers, Hitler's chief of anti-Semitic propaganda for Joseph Goebbels, and a key operative along with a Grand Mufti on behalf of the Underground Reich in its post-war period. Turning once again to Dollars for Terror, speaking here of Ahmed Huber, a second photograph in which Hitler is talking with Himmler hangs next to those of Necmettin Erbakan and Jean-Marie Le Pen. Erbakan, head of the Turkish Islamist party Refah, or Welfare, that's the party we heard alluded to in that last article, turned to Ahmed Huber for an introduction to the chief of the French party of the far right. That's Jean-Marie Le Pen, by the way, interjecting, of the Front National. Continuing. Exiting from the meeting, which took place in September of 1995, this, by the way, was a meeting organized by Ahmed Huber between Necmettin Erbakan, head of the Refah party, and Jean-Marie Le Pen. Those are the two referred to here. Exiting from the meeting, which took place in September of 1995, Huber's two friends supposedly stated that they share, quote, the same view of the world, unquote, and expressed, again quoting, their common desire to work together to remove the last racist obstacles that still prevent the union of the Islamist movement with the national right of Europe, unquote. Lastly, above the desk is displayed a poster of the Imam Khomeini, that the meeting that, quote, changed my life, unquote, Huber says, with stars in his eyes. For years after the federal palace in Bern, Ahmed Huber published a European press review for the Iranian leaders and then did the same for the Turkish Refah. Since the former lacked financial means, Ahmed Huber chose to put his efforts to the service of the latter. An outpost of the Turkish Muslim Brothers, Refah thus became Ahmed Huber's principal employer, and it was through the intermediary of the Turkish Islamist Party that this former parliamentary correspondent became a shareholder in the bank Al-Taqwa. These last couple of sentences, again, by way of emphasis, speaking of the relationship between Ahmed Huber and the Khomeini government in Iran, and note that there is now jockeying in Iraq in the post-Saddam Hussein period, between the Sunni minority and the Ba'ath Party in the background, or residual elements of the Ba'ath Party, and the Shiite majority. And note that the Shiite Islamist government of Iran is jockeying for influence within post-Hussein Iraq. But once again, of the relationship between Ahmed Huber and the Turkish Refah, in turn close to the Turkish government and to the IGMG, and in turn, Al-Taqwa here, and the Refah, the Turkish Muslim Brothers. For years after the federal palace in Bern, Ahmed Huber published a European press review for the Iranian leaders and then for the Turkish Refah. Since the former lacked financial means, Ahmed Huber chose to put his efforts to the service of the latter. An outpost of the Turkish Muslim Brothers, Refah thus became Ahmed Huber's principal employer, and it was through the intermediary of the Turkish Islamist Party that this former parliamentary correspondent became a shareholder in the bank Al-Taqwa. So the Rafah or Welfare Party of Nekmatin Erbakan, according to Ahmed Huber, basically was instrumental in getting Ahmed Huber's position as, or securing Ahmed Huber's as a position or connections with the Bank al-Taqwa, linked to al-Qaeda, linked to Hamas, linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, basically the financial network of the Muslim Brotherhood, and linked to the events of September 11th, and through that to the underground Reich. Now, note also one of the things that we have mentioned in the past in connection with Jean-Marie Le Pen and Ahmed Huber and connections that Ahmed Huber had formed between the new right and fascist elements and Islamo-fascists around the world, in Turkey, in Shia Iran, in various Sunni Muslim countries and populations. And that is the idea of coordinating Islamo-fascism and Euro-fascism, an anti-Semitic and anti-American coalition. And basically in the background, in so doing, acting on behalf of the underground Reich. In particular, the idea was to coordinate European fascist activity with Islamist activity, and then ultimately, after Islamists came to power in the Middle East, they would discourage emigration to Europe, one of the focal points of new right activity and fascist activity in Europe. So note in that context the fact that it is in the France of Jean-Marie Le Pen that the Muslim Brotherhood is forming strong connections with the legitimate, the democratically elected political apparatus in France as well, just as it is in Turkey. New York Times of April 16th of 2003 has the following article by Elaine Chalino. It's titled, French Threaten Expulsions After Islam Radical Victory. It reads in part as follows. France's interior minister threatened today to expel any Muslim religious leader considered extremist after a fundamentalist Muslim organization unexpectedly won a large number of seats in an election for the country's first National Council of Muslims, skipping down. The group that made a surprisingly strong showing in the election is the Union of Islamic Organizations in France. It preaches a strict, conservative interpretation of Islam, derives much of its support from the poor suburbs of Paris and other cities, and is said to derive its inspiration from the banned fundamentalist Muslim Brotherhood, which originated in Egypt. It won 14 of 41 seats in the governing administrative council. The organization has come under fire from those who claim it has close links with the Muslim Brotherhood, which calls for Islamic rule via Islamic law, personal purification, and political action, and cannot be officially recognized by a secular government or secular country like France. So again, note the Islamist origins and links of the Union of Islamic Organizations in France. Note its links to the Muslim Brotherhood. And note that across the Sunni-Shia divide and the bridging the divide, so to speak, between Turks, Iranians, and Arabs is the Muslim Brotherhood. And that in turn is an organization with a political heritage stretching back to Nazi Germany. And note the links there between al-Taqwa and Ahmed Huber and the Turkish Rafah Party, and in turn with the AK Party currently ruling Turkey, and with the IGMG, headed up by Huber associate Nekmatin Erbakan's uncle, basically, or headed up by the nephew of Nekmatin Erbakan, excuse me. More about some of the German Islamo-fascist links. This also from the New York Times. This from the New York Times of April 11th of 2003 by Richard Bernstein. German police raid an Islamic militant group. This refers to the Hizb ut-Tahrir, or Party of Liberation, that we've looked at in the past. And we're going to review very briefly some of the heritage of the Hizb ut-Tahrir and its links with the National Democratic Party, the top German neo-Nazi party, connected to, among others, Ahmed Huber and Horst Mahler. Hizb ut-Tahrir, which was founded by a Palestinian in 1953, came to the attention of the German government in the wake of the attacks on New York City and Washington on September 11, 2001. Several of the hijackers and other figures in that plot belong to radical Islamic groups in Hamburg. It's not clear if members of Hizb ut-Tahrir are linked to Al-Qaeda, but its website calls on its members to fight against the United States because of what it calls America's crusade against the Muslims. Last October, the group staged a demonstration at the Technical University of Berlin at which anti-American speeches were made. In what would seem to be an odd coalition, the group maintains at least some ties with a right-wing German fringe group, the National Democratic Party, some of whose members attended the Berlin rally. The common ground between the two groups would seem to be a hatred of Jews. Yes, indeed. And we're going to look at some more strange bedfellows. Now, we're going to take a look now at links between the Muslim Brotherhood and some of the anti-war forces that have coalesced this in the United Kingdom. This is from the San Jose Mercury News of April 5th of 2003, article by Fawn Varazzo of the Mercury. Dateline London, headline, Palestinian issue adds tension to rallies. And skipping down, talking about some of the forces that have coalesced in the anti-Iraq war coalition. The Muslim Association of Britain makes a similar point. "We don't shy away from it," said Representative Anas al-Tikriti. "Even Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair have highlighted it," unquote. The Muslim Association has been criticized not only because of its emphasis on the Palestinian issue, but also because of its association with the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group banned in Egypt. The Egyptian government has accused the Brotherhood of using rallies over the Middle East and Iraq to foment a revolt. The Muslim Association's website prominently mentions the Brotherhood's president, Muhammad Mamoun al-Hudaybi, who has praised suicide bombers in Israel and the anti-Jewish group Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement. We've noted in the past the underground Reich heritage of George Bush and also the underground Reich heritage of some of the elements involved in the Operation Green Quest raids of March 20th, 2002. That grew out of a lawsuit filed by the heroic John Loftus against Sami al-Arian and his funding sources. And Sami al-Arian was the funder of, among other organizations, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Now, again, by way of understanding some of the ways in which alliances that the U.S. formed during the Cold War, both in its early stages and in its latter stages in which Islamists formed a prominent element of the anti-Soviet effort, relationships forged then are now coming back to haunt the United States. And those could be in many ways seen as being symbolized and to a certain extent embodied in the duality of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. On the one hand, connected to and funded by, at least in terms of a third-party sense, Sami al-Arian, in turn linked to George Bush and the Republican Party, but also fighting on behalf of Iraq. April 4th, 2003, USA Today article by Ellen Hale, headline, Suicide Bombers Eager to Enlist. This talks about some of the groups that have that joined the pro-Saddam Hussein effort against the United States. Speaking of these fedayeen, as they're called, in Lebanon on Wednesday, the group Fatah reported that hundreds of Palestinians from refugee camps there have gone to Iraq on suicide missions. Earlier, Islamic Jihad said in Syria that it had positioned a dozen suicide terrorists inside of Baghdad. Looking at, again, some of the strange bedfellows and understanding ways in which some of the ways in which elements that were allied with, on the one hand, the Third Reich and against communism, and through that, on behalf of the United States in the Cold War, are now coalescing against the United States, and also understanding not only Yaqui-ite fascism, but third-position fascism, two elements of the contemporary fascist scene which look to incorporate extreme left-wing and third-world elements as part of a fascist coalition. Now, noting the irony of having Palestinian Islamic Jihad fighting on behalf of Saddam Hussein and also, to an extent, allied through Sami al-Arian with George Bush and the Republican Party, note again some of the elements associated with the NPD in Germany that are allied against the war in Iraq. And these are overt German Nazi elements. Right-wing extremists are systematically trying to establish a presence in the German anti-war movement. In recent weeks, fascists have jumped on the peace campaign bandwagon in Halle, Saale, Anklam, Neuruppin, Greifswald, and Munich. The peace movement has responded weakly, showing panic and helplessness, or playing down and ignoring the presence of the far right. This, by the way, is Nazis invade German peace movement from Tammy Wilde in Berlin, and skipping down. The anti-fascist and peace movements must meet this challenge urgently, especially now that the NPD in particular, but also the militant Free Kameradschaften and other extremists are mobilizing in preparation for Day X, the day that the war on Iraq actually breaks out. And among the fascist elements that have been forming some of these new coalitions against the Iraq war, that, by the way, was from the Searchlight magazine's issue of April of 2003, issue number 334. From that same issue of the Searchlight, an article by Kate Taylor titled War Games. The National Front chat forum includes postings to a website called No War for Israel. This website operates from the U.S. and works in conjunction with other anti-war groupings such as International Answer. Though much of its support comes from the left, various right-wing factions have been quick to jump on its bandwagon. The European American Unity and Rights Organization, or EURO, joined last month's International Answer rally against war on Iraq. EURO's national president is David Duke, a former leader of the Ku Klux Klan. His latest article on the EURO website claims that Israel was responsible for the September 11th attacks. Another EURO feature is entitled Understanding Jewish Supremacism, unquote. So David Duke's organization, EURO, part of the International Answer element in the strange coalition against war in Iraq. Now, by way of noting some of the institutional continuities, bearing in mind the Turkish Refah Party, the Bank al-Taqwa Link, and Ahmed Huber that we spoke about, noting the Union of Islamic Organizations and its links to the Muslim Brotherhood, we're now going to take a look at evidentiary tributaries between the Bank al-Taqwa and the Union of Islamic Organizations in France. Turning once again to the book Dollars for Terror by Richard LaBeviere of the Bank al-Taqwa UOIF connections, we read, speaking of Bank al-Taqwa, it affected several fund transfers to the profit of a chief of this organization, the Lebanese Faisal Moulawi, former leader of the Union of Islamic Organizations of France, or UOIF. It affected several fund transfers to the profit of a chief of this organization, that being the Gamaa Islamiyah of Lebanon, the Lebanese Faisal Moulawi, former leader of the Union of Islamic Organizations of France, or UOIF, the Muslim Brothers organization in France. The transfers intended for Moulawi were executed by the intermediary of an account opened to the agency of Paribas in Lugano. So there again, Bank al-Taqwa links to the Muslim Brotherhood, a subsidiary organization in France, the UOIF. The programs I've recorded over the years are available from a CD and tape duplication service called Spitfire, one word, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E. They can be reached at P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, capital B-E-N, capital L-O-M-O-N-D, zip code 95005. Email mail@spitfirelist.com. Visit their website at www.spitfirelist.com. By the time you hear this program, there will be a detailed annotated description of the program in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website at spitfirelist.com. Be sure to follow the links in that description to two websites maintained by sister station WFMU-FM, which have virtually the entire For the Record series available for download and or streaming on Real Audio. The first airing of each For the Record program takes place at 9 p.m. on Monday night on KKUP. Visit their website for instructions on how to listen at www.kkup.com. That concludes Side 2 of For the Record program 408. Update on September 11th and related matters being recorded on April 27th of 2003. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.